Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Who's the Rafiki of Succession right now? Is that the Uncle Ewan?
No, I don't think so.
Who's the Rafiki of Succession?
I think it's Jerry or Frank.
So is Jerry going to have to take the child and hold it out over like the Waystar Royko Tower?
Shiv's godmother. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And everything the light touches is this child's kingdom. Is Jerry going to crack open some sort of delicious fruit and paint it on the child's face? Is that going to be the ending of Succession?
Probably not, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
R to the OB and Josh Wigler talking about Succession. One podcast per week, see. R to the OB and Josh Wigler talking about Succession. Podcasting like bozos, make some noise.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. It's the Rob and Josh Show here on Post Show Recaps, talking about the final season of Succession all season long, and time is running out because I'm Josh, this is Rob, and today we're talking about the penultimate episode of Succession ever, Church and State. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Josh. Let me just get my notes together. Just give me 1 second.
Yep, okay.
Succession is a great show. Is great. It's great.
Yeah.
Great. Can I have a minute?
Yeah,
can
sure.
I have
a second? Sure. Is everything okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah. The audience, they're in the microphone, right?
I think
they can hear us.
Actually, I think
can we get them out of there?
So I think technically it's us in the microphone. I think it's us. I think it was us the whole time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is the most dramatic What's in the Box since 7, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
As we are talking the tragic.
Yep.
Tragic. The fall of Rome.
The salty dog and the good egg back together.
Back together again. Who knew that the salty dog and the good egg were one and the same the whole time? I'm trying to think of like what's like the good pop fiction. I mean, this is like finding out that Wesley is the Dread Pirate Roberts. I didn't know that you two were the same person.
Do you think that what actually happened to Logan was that
he oversalted?
Well, perhaps. On the PJ, they had basically like the Wonka factory egg measuring device, and he sat on the commode, and he thought he was a good egg, but it actually he was a bad egg.
Yeah. It all comes back to Willy Wonka, doesn't it? In the end.
Oh my God.
Who's going to inherit the chocolate factory is still up for debate, up for grabs, as we're in the run up to the final.
I'm sad.
Does it feel like that? Does it feel like we're in the run up to the final episode, Rob?
Yeah. No, we have too much to do. Yeah. I feel like, and while like I thought that it was such a powerful episode this week, I just felt like we only have two episodes left. We spent too much time at the funeral.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. I feel like I loved it. and we are, you know, really getting down to the wire. And so there is, look, you go back to the very, very,
Hugo.
Very,
you, woof, woof.
Woof, woof. You go back to the very beginnings of Post Show Recaps. If you could scroll all the way back in the main Post Show Recaps feed, which you can't because there's too many podcasts, but if you go back on the website and you look at the earliest things that we ever did, one of the very first series we ever did, Rob, was 24.
Yeah.
Of course. So it's in my bones that I love a real-time thriller. I like taking it right all the way to the line. Jack, you're not going to be able to figure this out. You only have 1 hour left? No way.
Mm-hmm.
Succession has turned into a real-time thriller all season long. And it's like one of those classic Jack Bauer's not going to make it out of this one alive, is he? And to be fair, sometimes he didn't. You know,
yeah.
he died twice that I can think of. And so like, you know, I don't know how this resolves, but I think that there is, so I interviewed the director of the episode this week, Mark Mylod, and, it didn't make the interview, but the way we closed the call, cause I told him, I can't believe that there's just one episode. He's very proud of the finale. I told him, again, to quote Willy Wonka, I said, I believe the saying goes, the suspense is terrible. I hope it lasts. Like, I feel like we're just sort of in that place of this
yes.
is the last time we're going to be hanging in this level of suspense to see how this thing lands. And it's just so hard to imagine how do you resolve all of this with even a 90-minute episode.
Sure, sure. And I do feel like I have some thoughts about how the finale ultimately ends up going. I feel like it all comes down to, much like tonight's Survivor finale, I think it's all coming down to a board vote. I do think that in true Succession fashion, I think this ends not with a bang, but with a board vote. And then we'll see how the board ultimately votes. Like, I feel like that is going to be the final stage, the final battle that ultimately ends up being, you know, done of like, does the board vote through the Gojo deal?
Right.
And if so, by proxy, make Shiv the head of the American CEO, or do they vote against it? Leaving Kendall to, you know, hold the company together.
Right. So in this metaphor,
too much Stewie and Sandy in the preview for the finale to not have it come down to a board vote.
Who's the Probst in this scenario? And
Jerry.
Okay, so Jerry Probst.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this going to be like modern Survivor and they're going to read the votes live in the boardroom? Or is Jerry going to take the urn and F off to Los Angeles?
Yeah.
And we'll have to wait a few months to find out who won Succession.
Well, I kind of feel like it's going to be going back to that, like, season one, episode six, is it? That first board vote where Kendall had to run in and then ultimately, like, we're doing the live tribal council of all right, that's one vote Kendall.
If this does come down to a boardroom vote, first person in the boardroom is Kendall Roy. Kendall mm-hmm. is sleeping, like, it's like Hall H Comic-Con. He is going to be it's like opening night Phantom Menace.
Yeah,
Kendall Roy is sleeping 3 days out. He is tented up. He is camped outside the boardroom. He is never missing this boardroom.
Not gonna let that happen
ever again. No way.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So that's what I think is going to happen. Actually, Josh, so this is a big day today.
Yes.
That I feel like, as far as I've noticed, because I feel like that today is the day that HBO no longer, like, we laid Logan to rest and also HBO to rest.
Yes.
That HBO Max is now Max.
It's just Max. We are, we are recording. It is a big day. It's May 24th, 2023. Your beloved Survivor 44 ends. HBO Max has ended.
Why today? Why was today the day?
We're just getting started.
Why, like, the day before, like, okay, oh, it's the Succession finale, Barry finale coming up right before. Like, why not right after?
Yeah. I think that this was another just like unbelievably stupid tactical blunder from the brain trust behind WB. But
isn't this like kind of fun though? That I do feel like that. Isn't this like the art imitates the life of like the Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
Like of talk about the disgusting brothers.
This is like they keep saying like he doesn't understand our product. He doesn't know how to use it. He doesn't know what to do. Like this is like what happens if Mattson takes over.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that there is no more like art imitating life than like the conversation that went on of like, okay, we are going to rebrand HBO Max as just Max. Have you played around on Max yet?
I have a tiny bit. And I actually am really glad that you brought this up because I think that there are people who may not know this. And I didn't know it until I experienced it myself. Have you played around with Max at all
yet? Yes, I did because I rewatched the episode before we do these podcasts in the morning.
And you watch it on like iPad, right? When you're
first of all, you have to re-log in to everything.
So you have to re-log into everything. So this is a PSA. If you are an HBO Max or were an HBO Max subscriber, you do not have to resubscribe for Max, it seems.
Yeah.
That's the good news. You do have to re-log in, so you need to remember your password.
So I have Discovery Plus. Do I need to cancel my Discovery Plus?
No, Disco Plus remains alive. They won't get rid of Disco Plus. Well, they love Disco
Plus. So I do need to cancel my Disco Plus.
Well, if you don't want Disco Plus anymore, but all of your Disco Plus programming stays on Disco
Plus. Well, why would I
want
to pay for it twice?
I don't know that all that stuff's on Max. I don't think that stuff's on Max.
It's not all on Max because it is. I have TLC. Let me see. Can I bring up MILF Manor on HBO Max? Return to Amish, Dr. Pimple Popper, 90 Day Fiance.
Listen, then, play around with it a little bit more because
my 600 pound life, it's all here.
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't need Disco Plus anymore, then yeah, sure, get rid of Disco Plus. The really important thing,
Roman would love MILF Manor.
Roman needs a lot of things right now. Weekend binge would be good. People may not know. And you don't use HBO Max except for Succession. So you were planning on just logging in on Sunday night. And that would be that. You have to download an entirely new app in order to access Max. It's not just like HBO Max, the app. If you watch on your iPad or your phone or your Fire or your whatever, you have to download a whole ass freaking app. So if you were waiting until Sunday night to log back into HBO Max, as Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, come on, do it now. Do it now. Log in now. Do you want to do it now before Sunday when that new app inevitably crashes too, right? Like what would you put money on you and I are getting on the podcast? Would Ewan put money on the podcast when we come back to the podcast next week?
I want him to eulogize HBO Max.
There's going to be a huge crash. I feel like a Succession finale crashes Max is coming.
That was that Roman was sending the Max satellite into outer space.
That's it. There's a great line when in season two's premiere, when Logan Roy is sitting across from his financial advisor, Jamie Laird, and Laird gives him the hard truth and he gives him the warning. Tech is coming. Tech is here. Mm-hmm. He was talking about Max. Max is
it
coming.
It was right there in the opening credits. Isn't the Waystar app just buffering?
Yes. Yes.
That's good. Josh, that is the Sopranos black screen of the new era. Of you go to watch the Succession finale and it just buffers forever. And then somewhere Jesse Armstrong is like, gotcha.
Gotcha. You know what's funny? So no one is getting the Succession finale early. Press is not being sent the Succession finale early. Everyone's going to be experiencing the Succession finale at the exact same time. But often in these situations, because members of the press rely on screener access, they will not have some of these services. And so members of the press are being offered If they would like to get sent a screener of the finale as soon as the finale starts, so you can watch it that way, because you don't have your streaming apps or whatever, you can have that. And so for me, I was like, I don't need that. I've got HBO. Got Max. Then I thought about it for another 5 minutes, and I was like, maybe I want the backup.
Get the backup. But if you're a TV critic and you can't shell out the $9.99 for whatever, I don't even know how much it is.
Robert,
it might be more than that.
Not paying attention to the writer's strike going on. You think TV critics are getting paid if the people making these shows aren't getting
paid? I'm just saying that if my job was to be a TV critic, I think I would have to. You could write it off.
You would be able to.
You like TV.
Yeah. You would think. You would think that, but maybe it's possible.
It's
that
like
instead
I'm a food
totally
critic, but I'm not gonna, like, I don't buy groceries. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it would just completely warp and transform and change your relationship with TV.
Okay.
Maybe you liked TV. Now the TV, where your life begins and the TV ends, becomes murky. Yep. This is to say, everyone just get ready. Sunday night, I think, could be a get your Max app now.
It seems like that over on Max, they dropped a new show also. Maybe to coincide with is incorrect on this.
Okay.
But it seems like one of the big new releases here on Max, Gremlins Secrets of the Mogwai.
All right, baby. Seems like we know what the Robin Josh show is covering on the other side of Succession.
Yes. Do you need the Gizmo backstory?
Yeah, I do. Though I believe the Gizmo backstory is that he had water spilled on him and a bunch of gremlins sprouted from his back. I think that's it. I'm pretty sure I've got it. I'm pretty sure that's it. Wait, is this it's a Gizmo origin?
Is that what
story?
Happened to Logan? Is that how he got the scars? He's in the water.
It's very funny because water is a really
big theme,
symbolic theme on Succession.
Sure.
We have seen Logan's back covered in scars.
Do we ever see Logan eat after midnight?
We've not seen him eat after midnight. Vulture had a really great article that if you are seen eating on Succession, it is a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
The Roys, they like don't eat. They like subsist on money and that's it. So we've seen Logan in water. He's afeared of the water. He doesn't know how to swim. Now we have a lot of context as to why. We know that he has these scars on his back. And in Kendall's eulogy for Logan, he said, my dad created me and my three siblings.
Yes, that's true.
Is it possible that Kendall, Connor, Shiv, and Roman sprouted from Logan's back, not unlike the Godhead of yore?
Mm-hmm. That's certainly possible.
Are the Roys gremlins?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
I think we got it. I think we nailed it.
For sure.
Are you a gremlins guy, right?
I guess so.
Have you ever talked about gremlins on a podcast? Or
I don't think so. I think gremlins too is the one that you want to talk about on a podcast.
Typically,
I think that's like that's the one that's really just
the New
unhinged.
York, New York of it all.
Yes. For sure. But yeah, I am like not to go too far off of the Succession.
Yeah.
But it's going to be, I think, a really interesting finale. The tomb for Logan was just so interesting.
Did you hear on the live show as soon as the episode aired, I got on with Jess and Grace. And Grace was like, I think Rob was right. They're now going to have to compete for who gets into the Logan
who
Roy tomb bunker.
Into the tomb. Yeah. I will say, like, oh my God, like, well, this is like, I did say for a fleeting second, I was like, oh my God, all right, this is like, the bombs are about to drop. They're going to close the tomb door and then we're going to, this is how it's going to play out. I do wonder, Josh, could we potentially, because I'm still hanging on to like that, you know, I think that this ends very poorly for everybody. I don't think that anybody gets like what they want. Could this potentially end in like a 6 feet under style that we end up seeing like some like points in the distant future, right, where all of the Roy children end up taking those four spots, where Logan does ultimately get what he wants of all four of the Roy children end up alone, entombed with him for all of eternity.
So, not to keep plugging my stuff, but I did speak with the icon, James Cromwell, this week.
Yes.
And in my conversation with James Cromwell.
Zefram Cochran?
Zefram Cochran himself, who I had forgotten features in 6 Feet Under.
That's right. That's true. I forgot about that.
A really important role in 6 Feet Under towards the end of the show. I'd completely forgotten about it because it's been forever since I've watched that show. And I've been constantly trying to find an excuse to go back and check it out. Towards the end of our conversation, James Cromwell, Jamie, as he's referred to, yeah, by director Mark Mylod, that James Cromwell said, I've been a part of a lot of very good series. I always thought that 6 Feet Under had the best last episode ever. This one is pretty damn close, is what he says about the Succession finale. He says it's miraculous, is what he says about the Succession finale. Now, does he mean that the Succession finale is pretty damn close to as good as the 6 Feet Under finale, Rob? Or does he mean that the Succession finale is pretty damn close to what happens in the 6 Feet Under finale?
I don't think he's going to give it away.
And there's just like a ton of flash forwards at the end.
Yeah. I don't know. But I wouldn't even think that Ewan figures prominently in the Succession finale. But I do think, I guess, does he still have a board vote? So I guess maybe he is around for that.
Yeah, I would expect if it is coming down to a board vote, that this is going to be much like, as you say, a Survivor finale. It's finally time for the jury to
live
show
reunion.
Back up. Jury. The jury has to come back and cast the vote. And so, yeah, Ewan has a vote. And you would imagine that Ewan has some serious thoughts about the future direction of this thing. And based on that look towards Kendall, I don't think he's a vote for Kendall, would be my guess. But this is where, like, you imagine Stewie and Sandy come back into things. So I feel like, yeah, I think Ewan factoring in that way makes a ton of sense to me. So would not be shocked at all. And in fact, would actually be shocked if we didn't see James Cromwell come back.
What side of the vote is Greg on?
Right. Well, does he have a board vote?
Greg doesn't have a board vote. But he could have potential influence in terms of something. What would he like? And I know he's like the ultimate like fence sitter, but is he in favor of the Kendall side of things, or would he be more in favor of the Gojo deal going through?
I think it goes well either way for Greg. You know, Kendall and Greg have always been pretty tight, except for when Kendall has treated him poorly. But typically, Greg always comes crawling back to Ken. He's certainly Team Ken over Team Shiv. But Mattson is calling him, hey, sexy, he says to Greg. Like, Greg's in with Mattson. There's the sort of like the popular like sort of the final Greg theory of the week, right? Yeah. While we have the ability to have final theories now, is that Greg will be that American CEO.
Mattson
and
Mencken
deal
installs
Greg as the American CEO. It is really hard to see, and especially in a show that exhibited enough restraint to not put Connor Roy in the White House. Like,
well,
they're not
of two minds. Okay, I don't think that like this ends up with like Bran on the Iron Throne. But I do, like, I have said that I do feel like that we could potentially, you know, get a time jump. And I don't know how far into the future that time jump is. I'm starting to lean towards that we get like a distant future time jump. And I'm wondering if we could see like a time that's like 5 years, 10 years down the road where cousin Greg could potentially be either a CEO, a president, a person like in a like very very high end position,
right?
Where like, I do think that that's possible of, like, what have we wrought? Like, I do feel like that we're going to...
Could he be the Claire Fisher, 103 years old, on his deathbed, recounting the tale of succession to all of the young little egglets?
The young, yes.
The little preglets.
Right, where, you know, he is, like, the ultimate, like, fascist dictator, Cousin Greg.
I mean, Cousin Greg, in that context, like, has a very scary connotation to it. Trust Cousin Greg. Like, like, the full fascist Cousin Greg is a nightmare.
He's very tall. And we talked about that as, like...
He lords over so much.
Our leaders, like, tend to be pretty tall.
Yeah, he towers overall.
Yeah, I think that maybe, you know, I feel like that we could see some sort of, like, Greg in a position of great power. But I don't think immediately. Like, I can't see, like, him being installed as a CEO in modern times. But I could see maybe an epilogue where he ends up being installed.
So what's his path towards that, though? You know, what is Greg's path towards someday being installed in a CEO? As in, like, is that on a Kendall victory path, or is it on a Shiv victory path? You know, which way leads to King Greg?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how we get there. Like, I feel like that my final predictions, I think, probably end up being that we see the Gojo deal goes through, but Shiv also does not end up being, like, everybody, all of the Roy children lose, I think, ultimately, where it was all for nothing. They gave it all away for nothing, where they get their money, but, you know, Kendall, like, has lost, like, his family forever. Right. Roman has, like, lost the respect of all forever. And ultimately, Shiv, like, you know, sold out her brothers to be attached to making the, you know, Gojo deal go through, only to get screwed out of, like, the American CEO position. I don't know if we will even necessarily know who the CEO ultimately ends up being. Maybe Jerry.
Yeah,
that might be. Oh, could that be interesting? Where Jerry ultimately ends up getting, like, a like, because, you know, going back to Shiv recommended, like, a bunch of people. Could it end up being where, like, ultimately Shiv gets shivved by somebody, a Carolina, a Jerry,
right?
Where that ends up being the new, like, American CEO. And then ultimately, I don't know, like, I don't know if Greg attaches himself to, like, Mencken or whatever.
Yeah, I think, like, a Greg to the White House.
Greg goes to the work in the White House. Yeah. Like, I think that could be, like, an appointment where, I don't know if, like, what the direct connection is with, like, maybe Greg impresses Mencken.
What's going to infuriate people more? A Sopranos ending that cuts to black and makes you think that the show shorted out, or a Succession finale that ends with none of the Roy siblings succeeding their father?
Oh, I don't think that people will be frustrated too much by that. I don't think, like, that.
Or even a Succession finale that ends inconclusively as far as who is in charge of Waystar Royco.
I just think it's going to be none of them. I don't think it's going to, like, ultimately they all lose. I think is going to be where we go.
When you say that Kendall loses, do you mean he's going to, he's lost so much on his crusade to becoming his father, and that's the loss? Or are you thinking that he is going to have lost all of that and he is going to lose the board vote?
I think both. I think that he, like, lost everything for what? You know, he, like, went for it at the end, and ultimately, like, he effed it. You know, he gave they all did.
Yeah.
He, like, basically
he,
like,
tried to dad it and he effed it.
He tried to dad it and they effed it. I mean, going back to the beginning of this season, like, it feels like that they could have just, like, stood pat and ultimately bought, they would have gotten money from the deal. They could have bought PGN. They could have done their thing together. And Logan was going to die. Ultimately, that Madsen would have bought ATN. And like they could have done their thing together. But they ultimately, you know, tried to, you know, then push back and screw up the Gojo deal. Logan dies. Then they, Roman and and Kendall try to then make their own thing happen and screw Shiv out of the deal. And then Shiv is going to get back at them and then like hook in with Madsen. And then because of all three of their own different motivations, they end up handing the election to the fascist and then like giving the country away, basically. And for what? They're all going to lose.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do think I'd be really satisfied with like the answer to it, because Logan never equipped them with any of the skills to become their own people, that they just do end up, it's like total wipeout. I think total wipeout. And like, you know, I know we got back on Armageddon time last week. I think I'm back off Armageddon time, heading out of Church and State, just because there's just not enough time for
there's
Armageddon
not enough time.
Time.
I think
personal, familial Armageddon time for sure makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And I think would be really satisfying in a lot of ways.
Yes. I think personal Armageddon, they all lose. The board vote goes, put Madsen puts it through and then ultimately screws Shiv out of like the American CEO deal. I don't think it's Tom as the American CEO. I do feel like that Jerry would be my number one bet, because it'd be nice to see something nice happen to Jerry. After all,
sure.
She seemed like the most capable person, and I do think that, you know, there was that line where
I still
Shiv
think
recommended
the nicest thing to happen to Jerry would be to just like take the golden parachute and get out of here, and like maybe
get
go
out
in
here
on a Greek island of her own.
Hmm. Sure. And maybe it's Carolina, maybe it's Frank, like some American CEO who knows the company well enough. But Jerry has always been the person who was shown to us as the most capable person, who didn't get the fair consideration by Logan. She kind of needed to hitch her wagon to Roman to be able to get close to getting there, and ultimately Roman effed it in a lot of different ways. So I could see that I feel like that Jerry is like the biggest character on the board who could potentially be seen in that role.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We talked about where does Greg's vote go. What about Roman? Roman has a vote. Roman has an actual vote.
Yeah.
Roman, you tell me, seems to be now after this episode completely out of the running, right? It's very hard to imagine a scenario where Roman Roy ends up as the sole CEO of Waystar Royco, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Could Roman could die. That could be
you still
also
think that Roman could die.
I've never been Roman was going to die. I think I said last week that Tom was my pick, that I thought if anybody was going to die, I thought it was going to be Tom. I did think at the end of the episode that Roman was going to die here in this episode. Roman hates Madsen. I can't imagine that he ends up going along with a Madsen plan. And then ultimately, you know, Kendall told him that he after if Kendall loses the bid and it goes to Madsen, like what does Roman have? I kind of feel like that, you know, Jerry you know, wants to, you know, ultimately, you know, get this payout from you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Like I kind of feel like that if Roman is still on the board, like I feel like you know, if he ultimately does have an untimely end, here. Like, I just don't know what's left for Roman to do.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like that.
So I do think that there's something for Roman to do. I think to continue talking it through a Survivor lens, what happens when you have a final three and it's a deadlock vote and one of the finalists gets no votes? That finalist becomes the final juror who is the tiebreaker. Yep. So I do think that there is the universe to at least consider during our last time where we can consider such things, that Roman becomes the Laurel to Kendall and Shiv's Dom and Wen. And in such a scenario where Roman Roy has to cast a deciding
Kendall,
vote,
Wendell,
you know?
Put the mic down, bro.
Yeah.
You have no bars. Stop rapping. You're trash.
I think that that was actually what Wendell said to Ken during L to the OG. So You know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, there have been times where Kendall has been the noble one. You know. But what do you think? In such a scenario, where does Roman's allegiance ultimately fall?
I think he's with Kendall for I think he has more loyalty to Kendall. And like, but I don't know like what weight he holds in anything. He doesn't have a constituency, if anything. You know, like he was the one that had the tie back to Mencken, but that tie seemed very fleeting. Mencken was very like open to potentially, you know, going to wherever like the most attention was. And I think that when Madsen floated like, oh, social, like the algorithm. And I think that for Mencken that he was like, I think a little bit more interested in the shiny object. And I just feel like that I could see like Roman like having like a tantrum, like how he yelled at Madsen that time with Mencken.
Right.
But I feel like that Mencken is going to block his number.
Yeah. Gosh, that'd be so sad. They seemed like they really had something there. Mencken and Rome.
Seemed like they had something, but I think that Mencken goes to wherever like the next shiny object is.
He seemed very impressed with Kendall Roy.
He seemed impressed with Kendall, but then also seemed impressed with talking to Madsen about like the algorithm.
Yeah. Did you believe that when Madsen calls Shiv with the yes, did you believe that he actually got that authentic call from Mencken? Do you think that Mencken is just trying to like mess around with the whole battlefield, or do you think right now he is leaning Madsen?
Oh, I think he's definitely leaning Madsen, but I think that Mencken, we've seen him be able like change his mind a bunch of times. So yeah, he might be feeling good about that, but it might also change the deal. Pray he doesn't change the deal any further. But I think that he may like want to go with Madsen, but may want to not go with any of the Roys.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think that that could be in here. That's just, it's so easy to like, right now it's so tempting to just look down the line and see how all of this is going to tie up, because this is the thing I used to always say, the however many minutes are the best minutes, because like you don't get to live in this space anymore. Antonio on the Ted Lasso podcasts a bunch of times throughout the season is like, we now have 1 week less of time to talk about Ted Lasso without knowing where this thing is going to go. And here we are right now, even if the sand is sifting down the hourglass, and we will not be able to break this one. We will not be able to go back in time. This is not a thing that we're going to be able to do.
The secrets of the Mogwai will be revealed.
Yes. When does it come? Is it already out?
Yeah, episodes 1 and 2 are up on Max.
That's not.
What are we even doing here right now?
Oh, I was just going to say, do you want to pause down real quick? Just pop in Gremlins real fast, come back, just give a quick scouting report? You got time for that? Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Show of the year. I can't believe that Gizmo was Kaiser Soze the whole time.
Yeah, Gizmo was a bad guy.
That's nuts. Ugh, man, I feel horrible.
That
now.
Gremlins IP just sat dormant for, you know, 40 years.
And that was a mistake. Shouldn't have let them hibernate that long. They came back more powerful than we could have possibly imagined.
Sure.
Yeah, I just think it's really fun to speculate right now this final time. And I think that there's a very strong chance that like none of us are even close to right about what's going to come. And I certainly hope that that's possible. But then I think that there's the other piece of like, maybe this is going to just be fairly straightforward. Maybe this is just going to be like the shock and the horror.
Yeah. Well, what's the straightforward ending look like?
I think the most straightforward ending, which could still be unbearable to watch, is Kendall is the only one who has like really like sharpened his fangs for this fight. He thought that he was like, you know, his siblings saved him from his greatest sin of the death of the cater waiter. They showed him love and kindness and mercy in a moment where he desperately needed it. They got back together. They were going to do their own business together. Dad dies. Everybody and everything falls apart. Kendall recalls his desire to become his father's successor. He works behind the scenes in this horribly vicious way. He once again puts his heart out to Shiv to confide in her that this is the thing he secretly desires. She betrays him as well. Kendall realizes, especially on the eve of the funeral, that the only way to do this is to go full beast and really dad the thing, wins a board vote, convinces Rome to come along by basically...
Hope I have that vim.
By kicking the dog, like kicking Roman and, you know...
Woof, woof.
And woof-woofing him along, wins the board vote, somehow casts down Roman as well, and he does become King of the Ashes. He wins, he's the killer, he lives up to the Logan in the middle of his name... But at what cost? It's at the cost of his family, both his siblings, as well as his children, which he seems to have really alienated himself from in these horrible moments with Rava. He is surrounded by...
In fairness, she was being dumb.
He is, everyone's being dumb.
Everybody was.
Everybody's being dumb today.
Yeah.
You know, he does it at the expense of the person who helped him more than anybody in the world, and Jess Jordan. He has only Hugo left. And Colin becomes his pal.
Is Frank out, by the way? Like that when he goes to Hugo and basically tells him that Hugo will be his dog. We saw him talk to Frank the other night. Like I wondered, like when I watched that again, I'm like, oh, is Frank out? Is Hugo Roman's or Kendall's number one?
Maybe. I mean, he's been around Frank long enough to know that Frank is like a loose lips sink ships kind of guy. He's part of the reason why they had to accelerate the bear hug in season one is. Kendall tried to like sort of like pick Frank's brain for wisdom, and then Frank couldn't help but gab to some Canadians and like the news start like the rumors started spreading, and so Stewie's like, yeah, we got to do this today at your sister's wedding. And so, you know, maybe lesson learned, maybe don't trust Frank. And Hugo, who he has actual juice over, because
he's the droid you're looking for.
He's the droid he's looking for. And so I think the very straightforward path forward is like emulating the story of Logan.
Oh, is that a shout out to Short Circuit?
Definitely not. Yes. They're trying to make us forget that Fisher Stevens had anything to do with that. I think that the straightforward path is Kendall emulating the story of Logan. He's the Logan. He's the one who stops trying. He's not going to try anymore. He's going to just accept the meagerness about him and fan the flames of fury and fear in the hearts of men. And that's what he's going to do. And it's going to be at the expense of everybody he's ever loved or cared about. But he has that power, and he's going to let the poison drip down and take him. That's the straightforward path to the end. That is the dramaturgical path towards the end, as Jeremy Strong might say. And even if that's the way that it goes, this like sort of straightforward path for looking at how Kendall sits on the Iron Throne, it would be horrible to behold. It would just be really devastating and upsetting to see all of that happen.
I don't think that's what they do. I feel like that's certainly an outcome, but I just feel like in a way that I feel like that's kind of like a happy ending, and I feel like it's just too basic.
It's a devastating ending.
Devastating.
This guy who used to claim he had any semblance of principles ditches all of his principles to rule the world. This is the guy who's now in charge, and he's young, and he does karate in the mornings and stuff. He wakes up at 4 a.m. and works out. Like, he'll be alive for a long time. And this is going to be the guy who's in charge of one of the most powerful entities on the planet. And everybody hates him. Not widely liked, Kendall Roy. I think that'd be a horribly sad ending for not just for Kendall and not just for the Roys, but more importantly for the Usies, the we of the world. I think it would be bad. I think it would be tough.
Yeah, I mean, he gets everything he ever wanted, but at what cost? I just don't know if that's the story that we're going to, you know, be. It was almost like that, you know, Logan put him through his paces to prepare him for this moment. And in a way, I feel like that would be a victory for Logan as well, to have Kendall ultimately take over as his heir. And he was the killer that we always thought that he would be. I mean, but just imagine how much more tragic it would be for him to have done all of those things and not get the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there is victory in to get the thing at what cost, but imagine to, like, at that same, at the same exact cost, to not even get the thing.
Yeah. 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 That would be really, really bitter and brutal. Mm-hmm. And he would be very lonely, and you would, shudder to think of what life looks like for that guy post finale. But we would never know unless they really resolve what life looks like for that guy post finale. Looking back on the eulogies and the funeral and such, anything really surprise you about what we learned about Logan Roy? Anything from the Ewan speech that really stood out to you?
Well, one, I just kind of feel like I found it implausible that Ewan would get to give the speech. That it seemed like that, you know, I don't know who necessarily was planning the funeral, but it seemed
Connor,
like,
I believe.
Well, he did a great job.
Yeah.
But like, I can't imagine, like, at these state funerals that it's basically like open mic night where anybody can just like walk up and like give, like, what would have stopped Kerry from going up and giving like a speech there? It seems like it just seemed like it was just very too easy for somebody to get up there.
Not enough security at Logan Roy's funeral.
I mean, this was the day after like this contested election. Like what would have stopped a protester from getting up there? So, I don't know. It just seemed like odd that Ewan would get to that point and they would just say like, "Hey, Greg, make sure Grandpa doesn't go up there." But that being said, no, the Ewan speech was great. I don't know if there's anything else that I could say about what he had to say.
Yeah. He added a lot of context, I thought, to Logan, like the story of the U-boats. Good God. That's horrible. That's horrible to think about.
I feel like they could have let Connor talk.
I'm so interested to know, like, what was in Connor Roy's speech that would have opened them up to litigation? What was in there? What do you think? What was in there? What was Connor going to say? Was he
going to
do like a one-act play? A one-man show?
I don't know necessarily like what he could have potentially said to open up to litigation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I wonder if he was just going to like really go after those jackrabbits from the political enemies.
Yeah. That's all he was going to do, was just continue to grind his own axe against everybody who wronged him on his failed path towards the presidency.
So I mean, he was I wish they would have let him give his speech there. I love that he was like so in the loop on Logan's tomb.
What did you think of Logan's tomb? Would you go in on a top bunk?
Nice. I mean, as Kendall's like, oh, those good deal.
Yeah. He didn't seem to mind it.
Yeah, $5 million for the tomb. Like,
that's a steal.
I guess so. Yeah. I guess you can sort of like contextualize anything of like, yeah, this like basically this like a castle for the casket.
And it was like $5 for them.
Yeah, I guess so.
$5 for eternity.
Yeah, I guess you stay there forever. Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like do we see the tomb again in the finale?
No, I think Kendall looks at it and that's a goodbye. That feels like a goodbye. That feels like there's bigger fish to fry now. We're going to the board. The preview for the finale makes it look like we're going like somewhere exotic too, which I couldn't quite tell where they were, but it seems like we could be leaving New York for the finale as well. Maybe this was like a farewell to New York episode in addition to a farewell to Logan. New York's been such a big part of the character of the show too. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited for the finale. Finale, shall it be? Is it going to be widely liked or, like Shiv Roy, not widely liked, as she says? Do you think that people are going to walk away thunderously in favor of Succession? Or are we going to have like some kind of a Game of Thrones event where the worm, the gray worm, turns on Succession after all of this?
In
quality prediction, let's do a quality prediction of the finale.
I think it'll be great. I mean, that's what all the reports are saying. Like, do you remember from being in the bunker with Game of Thrones, like where people say like, oh my god, the Game of Thrones finale is gonna be incredible? Like, was
what I remember is like people like Emilia Clarke and Peter Dinklage being asked how that ends, and them like having these like very like Larry David responses on the red carpet. I remember George R. R. Martin being like, well, they shouldn't have ended it as early as they did, that I had, 10 seasons worth of material, and that's just in the books I've published. And he was not thrilled about it. That was from when I talked to him. So, yeah, I remember the people in the Game of Thrones.
At the very least, they've got everybody on board.
Yeah. So it seems like, you know,
nobody's being dumb.
They got James Cromwell, at least. James Cromwell's out here being like, we did it, you know? So that'll do, Pig, I suppose.
Yeah. What about, though, that these characters who, like, wasn't it like Sarah Snook that said, yeah, I didn't know that this was the finale up until...
Yeah, right. But it seems like then, like, the finale must have material in it that makes it so clear that this thing concludes. Right? That, so, like,
what was it that she said? She said that she didn't know it was the end of the show until they got very late
in the
season.
Read. It's the table read, she said.
Of the finale?
Yeah. So it's
maybe
like,
she's like, hey, Shiv is going to be the CEO. Here we go, baby.
Well, because things do like change and move so often that, like, you know, you're on a fault line on this show, like a fault line in crisis when you're on Succession, and things are just like constantly mobilizing and action stations over and over and over again, that even this season, heading into this final episode, if you didn't know that it was the series finale, I think you would be like, oh, I can't wait for the season 4 finale of Succession. And I wonder what it's going to set up for next season. Yeah. Like, it feels like we're there. And so you then sit down and read whatever is ahead in this episode. It must be so definitive that there's just no question that this is the end. And so that's where you get into a territory like people gotta die or like flash forwardy type stuff, because I even think like an installation of somebody as CEO, like that has been, unless your name was Logan Roy and up until this season, that has been such an impermanent thing. So yeah. I don't know.
You know, I have one other big thing that I wanted to ask you about, and I'm interested to like get your final predictions on how this plays out. The inclusion of Shiv's pregnancy in the storyline here in the end game.
Yeah.
To me, like I have not really gotten my head around why put this as part of the story here at this like late stage in the game, especially when things are like that at such a snail's pace where it's really just like, unless we have like a significant flash forward, you know, we're not going to like have any business with Shiv's baby, Shiv as a mom, Shiv's child. How did that change Succession season 4, Shiv being pregnant?
Well, I mean, a lot of the reports are that this was even added very late, right? Like that the storyline itself was added really late into the narrative. That I forget the exact story of where it was that it got added in. I think maybe it was for the America Decides episode. that they that scene in the hallway was like added late. You know, we're so late in the season now that a lot of this is throwing together. But the point being that in the inception of the season, it didn't seem like it was actually
the conception
into
of the season.
In the conception of the season, it didn't seem like it was part of it. So part of me is like, well, maybe it won't matter all that much. And then another part of me is like, well, maybe if they do know that this is going to end with some sort of like far flung glimpse into the future anyway, that maybe it's Shiv and Tom's
circle
kid.
Of life. They took Roman's kids away, so they have to put one back on the planet.
Yeah. Maybe who is the Rafiki of Succession right now? Is that the Uncle Ewan?
No, I don't think so.
Who's the Rafiki of Succession?
I think it's Jerry or Frank.
So is Jerry going to have to take the child and hold it out over like the Waystar Royko
Tower? Shiv's godmother. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And everything the light touches is this child's kingdom. Is Jerry going to crack open some sort of delicious fruit and paint it on the child's face? Is that going to be the ending of Succession?
Probably not. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that's how we ultimately do see it. Although, you know, that's also based on what? Macbeth?
Yeah.
Hamlet?
Yeah.
Hamlet?
Who's the Macduff is a great question. Mm-hmm. Like, who is the person not born of woman that could kill Macbeth? Who is the person that we're not looking at that could defy a prophecy to defeat this deal? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think if you really want to, if you want to try and crack this thing.
Like that coconut.
Yeah. Just read a lot of Shakespeare between now and Sunday night. I feel like somewhere within the pages of the Bard.
Well, I do feel, you know, that Succession, you know, is always compared to King Lear. But I don't think that
Jeremy Strong has said Richard III was a big topic of conversation between him and Jesse Armstrong this season.
Yeah. So I don't think it like maps to one specific play.
Right. Right. But is this a tragedy or a comedy?
Yeah. You know? So, yeah, just the Shiv's. And I know there's also been the theory of like, oh, well, Shiv isn't going to get the American CEO because she's pregnant. And that's a possibility. But I just feel like that, you know, I think Shiv would be such a absentee mom. I can't imagine that that would be the reason why she doesn't get the thing.
Right. Yeah. I think so too, but I think that we are underrating how horribly the women of this world, our world and the Succession world, are treated. And I feel like maybe that's going to be the big thing is like, well, you're pregnant, so you're disqualified. Like the room of characters, of decision makers, and certainly the Succession universe, if not our own. Like you can see that happening for sure.
But that just doesn't coincide with my theory of that Shiv gets passed over for Jerry as being the American CEO. Right. So I don't know who. So if that's the case,
I think the Lion King would have been a lot happier with Rafiki on the throne. I do have to say.
Sure. Yeah, he is very wise. Then I don't know who that American CEO would be. I can't imagine that it would be Tom gets installed as the CEO of Waystar Royko, like he's barely
tired for it. He's
the
tired.
CEO of ATN. Yeah. So I can't imagine that he would get promoted to running the studios and like the entire business. I feel like that Jerry is the only person that would be, you know, capable of doing that.
I'm so tired, says Tom repeatedly. So relatable. I'm just so tired. I just haven't slept. I'm just sleepy.
What's the ending for Tom?
A nap.
A nap? Yeah.
Yeah, my guy gets to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're thinking back on like the very first time you ever see Tom, Tom is deliberating what to get Logan for his birthday with Shiv.
Yeah.
And it's a watch, little man.
Yes.
Is this a tale of watch and see? You know, a time's a ticking for Tom, Wom to stand at the top of the heap.
Yeah.
You know, I always like to think of what did you see of these people first?
Yeah.
What were our first impressions of these characters, and how will they correlate with our final impressions of these characters?
You know what? Can I say that? And this is a little out there, but if like we were like looking for somebody to have like some sort of like a happy ish ending, I do wonder if like in this like a future like that, you know, flash forward, Shiv and Tom's child like is with Tom. I think Tom would be a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
like Shiv and Tom are separated, but Tom ends up with custody of the kid.
Only if he finally can come to terms with like, you got to stop chasing
living
the
in
things.
A trailer park. Yeah.
Well, you got to stop chasing the money, the wine, and you have to replace it with the wine of a baby. Like you have to like, you got to really be a parent. It feels like it's not super conducive to raising a healthy human being living in this ecosystem. And I don't know that Tom is there. Tom said that, like, that was one of the most honest Tom scenes ever, was in Living Plus, where he's like, if I'm being honest, I guess there is the if there. He's like, I just like the money. I really do. I like my things.
Sure.
So if that is the thing that wins out above all, I don't know. I do think that that kid is unfortunately probably fairly close to doomed. Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, I do think that like there would be some sort of like child support that would be paid to Tom.
Yeah. Maybe
if he had custody of the kid.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I would assume so. But he himself is also so greatly damaged by all of this. And also, like, I don't know, he's going to be I know that the write up in the magazine was so small on Tom Wamsgams, but he is now a public figure for some pretty despicable reasons. So growing up under the shadow of these people, I think it's like in some ways you won the lottery because you have so much money, you know, underneath you as you become a person. And then in so many other more important ways, you have like drawn the shortest of sticks because you could not be born to more emotionally stunted people who are going to care about you less.
I just think Tom is not of this world. He was always an outsider. If
he's
like,
an alien,
in this,
you think?
Yeah. In this flat, certainly to the Roy family, you know, in this like, you know, 6 feet under-esque ending, like a shot of like Tom with like Shiv and Tom's kid. Like, I could see him, you know, passing as like a halfway decent dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Anything else before we look ahead to the finale title? You ready for this?
I am. I am not. I do not know what the finale title is.
With Open Eyes is what the finale is
called.
Open
Eyes. Yeah. Open Eyes. Okay.
Which might be Jesse Armstrong just mistyping, with eyes wide open.
Yeah, does that mean anything to you, with open eyes?
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose. Whoever walks into this thing with the clearest vision shall
Jerry's
be...
name is with an I.
Uh-huh. Jerry's. The eyes have it.
With open eyes.
Yeah. This could rule out Kendall because he walked into the funeral with sunglasses on, so his eyes were not open.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It seems both like it's a title that is like that seems like very scary in a lot of ways and also serene. I don't know. It's going to be so interesting to see how this thing lands. Totally.
Oh, you don't think it's going to be like the Lost finale you're going to end on?
Maybe we open on an eye. We close on an eye. I think that could be good. I think that could be good. I like it. May 28th, 2023, 9 p.m.
Only on Max.
9 p.m. Eastern time on Max. If it doesn't explode.
Josh, does HBO exist on like my channel listings, or is it Max?
No, it's HBO. It's HBO.
Okay, if I look on my YouTube TV,
yeah, it's HBO.
Max
and the
is
brand
just
is
the name
HBO.
Of the. Okay, so it's not TV. It's HBO, but it's not an app. It's Max.
Correct. I think you got it. I think you nailed it. I think that's right. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that that's exactly it.
So dumb.
It's not exactly not dumb. It is definitely not intelligently thought through.
What about HBO 2?
HBO 2 exists still.
HBO 2 exists, not yes. Max 2.
No, no.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
What about HBO Latino?
That, I believe, is still existing. I believe that's still there.
Are there still like 9 HBOs? HBO Comedy, is that a thing?
HBO, HBO 2, HBO S Go. What other HBO?
S Go?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But that exists. Seems like maybe
what
three
about Cinemax?
HBOs.
Does Cinemax still exist?
Certainly in our hearts and minds every time we think about Max.
Yes,
it does. Cinemax is still a channel. Do you want to know what's counter-programmed on Cinemax the night of the Succession finale? When Succession starts on HBO, running from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., a 90-minute finale, folks, while that's going on Max... From 8 p.m. to 9:38 p.m., The Wash, an hour and a half comedy. Whoa. Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre star in this crudely amusing comedy.
Yes.
They play car wash workers who, between smoking and selling pot and flirting with women, somehow manage to wash a few cars, but their world is turned upside down when the owner is kidnapped. Well, that's what's on Max. Remember that Max is the app and not the channel. So if you go to Max the channel on Sunday night and you're confused that Snoop Dogg is in the Succession finale, it's because you're watching the
wrong thing. Change the channel. And what about HBO Signature East? I still have
that's
that. And what's HBO Zone? I never understood. What is Zone?
Zone. I don't know what that is.
I have HBO Zone still.
Is that like the Twilight Zone where you're like stuck? You can't get out of HBO Zone once you get in.
HBO Zone was like the Cinemax of HBO. Let's see. What's on HBO Zone now? What is HBO Zone?
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody knows like what the.
I'm afraid to look into that thing in case I get like sucked in like a Jumanji situation.
Let me see. We watched Jumanji the other night. Okay.
How was that?
All right. So
Robin Williams or The Rock?
No, the Robin Williams one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So HBO
Another
Signature.
Story that deals with growing up in the shadow of a difficult father.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. What is Succession if not a game of Jumanji?
It is a game. Yeah.
The most dangerous game.
Yes, HBO Zone, launched in 1999, airs movies and HBO programs aimed at young adults between the ages of 18 to 34. Uh-huh. Unlike HBO Inc., removed sister network Cinemax's Max After Dark adult programming back and all associated programming from its other television and streaming platforms in 2018. HBO Zone also carried softcore pornographic films acquired for Cinemax block in late night, dependent on their inclusion of each day's program schedule. As such, it is the only HBO channel that has adult-oriented pornographic movies on its regular schedule.
Nice.
The zone. It's an erogenous zone, okay? put the Max back in Max.
All right, I don't know how we top that, Rob. I think it's time to call it. When next we meet, Succession will have been over. We will be back to talk about it on the Rob and Josh show next time. We will also have a bunch of podcasts surrounding the finale, a Sunday night live show that I unfortunately have to miss, but we will have the immediately after show. I'll get on the deep dive with Grace and Amanda next week to break down the finale. We will be doing Versus, the Succession series finale versus the Yellow Jackets season 2 finale. A tough fight for Yellow Jackets, but to Yellow Jackets' credit, they're still conscious, as LaTanya and I said. They're going the full 12. It's 12 rounds or is it 9 rounds?
I think it's 12.
Okay, they're going for the full 12 rounds. Going for the full 12 rounds.
And they have 12 episodes?
No. There's actually, they only have 9 episodes. So maybe that's all that they were able to do. And then Rob and I will get back together to close things out. And then we'll have to figure out what's on the other side of Succession for us. I think you and I have talked offline about what we want to do. So we can reveal what's the next adventure.
What's west of Westeros?
What's west of Westeros? Very, very fun. Rob, Survivor ends tonight as we are saying these words. Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you
Who will
in?
Ultimately win the board vote?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who is even eligible right now. I'm so behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll find out ultimately who's going to ultimately be the one eating the pizza and drinking the champagne.
They're still doing that? It's always pizza and champagne?
So far.
It feels like a punishment.
Does seem it's a punishment for the people that didn't win, I think.
Did they throw out all the steak and lobsters because it smelled foul? And so they just
they've had enough
pieces.
Seafood, I think. Yeah. And so basically that they're going to try. And they do smell bad.
Yeah, sure. Of course. Of course they do.
Yeah, but I will be glued to my seat. Do you think that Memorial Day weekend, is this good timing or bad timing for the Succession finale?
Yeah, I mean, like, no, like, everyone
should they have tried to get it in for last week?
No, they could stay up and party really late,
I guess.
And then the next day they can just, like, you know, sort of breathe. The thing that stinks is then the thing that stinks is you don't go to work the next day and get to talk to your colleagues about what happened on Succession. But, like, what am I talking about?
Do it on Twitter.
Yeah, just get online. You
want to do it on Gojo.
Talk about it at your barbecue. Mm-hmm. You do want to watch Succession on Sunday night, because if you're going to a Memorial Day barbecue, someone's ruining it for you. No question. Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yeah.
No
doubt. Okay. All right.
All right, Rob. When next we meet, Succession ends with
very sad.
With open eyes, with open ears. We will be here. We here for you. Until then, have fun.
R to the OB and Josh Wigletoff.